Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. A public information session for the Toowoomba City Centre Master Plan Project will occur from 6pm to 7:30pm on June the 2nd at the Empire Church Theatre. The session will provide an overview of the master plan and attendance is limited to 250 people. So if you'd like to attend, please RSVP by May 27 to Shannon Stevenson at Toowoomba Regional Council. A Bush Food Fest Open Day will be held on Sunday, June the 13th, and that's from 10am to 3pm at the Mulmerum Museum. Guest Bush Food Chef Peter Wolfe will demonstrate a menu of kangaroo, emu, lamb and goat, all enhanced with native foods. A local sugar craft artist will decorate a two-tiered cake in 1900s style. Camp oven cooked food, a barbecue and light refreshments will be available on the day. And mini damper making for the kids will be on from 10:30 to 11:30am. There'll be displays which include restored vehicles and engines, teapots, tea towels and aprons. There'll be butter making, olives and much, much more. So there'll be a gold coin entry there. Don't forget, that's on Sunday, June the 13th. Half-yearly water rates notices, which contain water consumption and access charges for all Toowoomba Region residents, were issued on Thursday, May the 13th. So just a reminder that payment is due by June the 15th. Various landfill centres across the region are operating to winter trading hours now. Toowoomba's Bedford Street Waste Management Centre is open from 7am to 5pm, and that's until September 30. And the refuse sites at Charlton, John Darien and Oakey will have winter operating hours from 7:30am to 5pm, and that's through to August 29. A free food safety course for anyone involved in the food industry will be held in Oakey on Thursday, June the 10th, and that's from 10am until 2pm. People involved in the food industry, as professionals or casual caterers, can book a place. The course covers proper food preparation and storage, safe food handling, personal hygiene, cleaning and sanitising, temperature control and pest management. There'll be light snacks served, so to book a place, please call 4688 6824 or 4688 6833. Residents across the region have an opportunity to provide feedback on their expectations of Council's customer service levels. As part of the broader customer service strategy, a draft customer service charter has been prepared for community and staff consultation. The charter is available at the Council's website, that's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au, and at Council Customer Service Centres for public comment until the end of June. Comments are most welcome and can be emailed, posted or phoned through on 4688 6611. The National Road Series of Australian Men's Professional Cycling is coming to Queensland for the first time. Cycling enthusiasts will see some of the nation's top male riders when the 2010 Tour of Toowoomba is held from June 25 to 27. The three-day, 300-kilometre National Road Series event starts with a 113-kilometre stage from Clifton to Pittsworth. The event includes a Highfields to Crows Nest loop, which is 116 kilometres, and that's on June 26, a Ballard Hilltop finished, starting in Toowoomba, June 27, and concluding with a criterium around Queen's Park in Toowoomba. Amateur cyclists get the chance to join the thrill of the race by joining the Endeavour Challenge on Sunday, June 27. The 100km sportive allows amateur riders to compete on the same course as the elite teams. Interested cyclists can support the fundraising venture by visiting www.touroftoowoomba.com.au. Entries close on Friday, June 18. Don't forget, free swine flu vaccinations are available to all members of the public at Council's Immunisation Clinic. Seasonal flu vaccinations are available free of charge for eligible people. Now, the session times are 12:30pm to 4pm on Tuesdays, 9am to 4pm on Wednesdays, and 6:30pm to 7:30pm on the first Thursday every month. So that's at the Immunisation Clinic at 12 Little Street. For more information, call 4688 6835. Now, I've given you a lot of information there, so if you'd like to check on any details or phone numbers or just check on council activities or services, please log on to council's website, that's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au, or call into any of our service centres or just give us a call at council. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.